tired of spills and stains on your sofa? Wash away your worries with Anabay. Anabay is the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabric. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Shop washablesofas.com for early Black Friday savings, up to 60% off site-wide, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Liz Peek of The Hill, a columnist of Fox News, a columnist much on Fox Business. We go to a surprising new number from a poll held by Spectrum News Siena College of New York City residents. The headline is stark. More than 75% of New Yorkers worry they will be victims of violent crime. The numbers do not promise anything better than victim, victim, victim. The Daily News does us the favor of recounting what's happened just most recently. A Brooklyn MTA bus driver is stabbed. A woman, a 52-year-old woman, is thrown randomly onto the tracks in subway tracks in the Bronx. This follows several incidents coming out of Brooklyn on the subway. Liz, we've touched on this about the recovery and about confidence of returning to Manhattan. This poll says that we were not idle, that we were experiencing in our way what everybody feels, that the city is not safe. Mayor Adams was elected to make it safe. However, this is discouraging, this poll is. I don't have any rosy scenario to point to coming soon.
Well, I agree. I was with some people last night who I think are pretty solid Democrat voters. They're disgusted with Eric Adams. Actually, I was kind of surprised at the vehemence. I think most of us feel like, you know, he's talking the talk. He's just not really doing anything. It's not all Eric Adams' fault. I think, you know, we have a very left-wing DA. And by the way, the recall vote in San Francisco is going to be a little wake-up call to some of these district attorneys, these progressives around the country, about whether voters will really put up ad infinitum with lawlessness and with their prosecutors basically failing to prosecute crime. You cannot just assume that criminals are going to behave well. I mean, we had a horrible incident. Two things. Partly, I think that poll, which is sort of dismal, obviously, reflects the fact that it's also random. In other words, you get a guy from works at Goldman Sachs coming in on a Saturday or Sunday for brunch, and he gets shot on the subway by a complete stranger. I mean, talk about a random event. Turns out that guy had been arrested 29 times. So how can we put up with that? How, as a society, can we allow these repeat offenders back on the street? That's what's happening. So Eric Adams is partly to blame. I don't think he's done as much or made as much noise as he needs to get laws changed. But it's really the people in Albany, these progressive legislators in Albany, that need to be held to account here. And the problem is, really, John, most New Yorkers don't pay much attention to local politics. I know that sounds kind of crazy, but everyone just assumes that the Democrats are going to win, and so they don't really get out and, you know, challenge that very aggressively. But we need a sea change in attitude and in our mayor before anything's really going to happen. We've seen it before. We've been here before.
Yes.
It took a Giuliani to make it better, and we need someone like that.
Liz is giving me one encouragement. We have been here before. It was when I first arrived in New York in the 1970s, it was dangerous on Upper Broadway, dangerous for a young man to be walking on the streets at night. In the 1990s, it was dangerous on the West Side. There were camps of badly damaged people, homeless people on the upper drive of the Riverside Park. So we've been here before. It can be rebuilt. However, the day to start was yesterday. 75% are afraid of being victims of a violent crime. You're not going to recover with that number. Liz Peek of The Hill, a columnist of Fox News, a columnist much on Fox Business. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
With diabetes, everyday decisions feel like a mystery without a solution. But with Dexcom G7, the most accurate CGM system, you can quickly and easily see your glucose in real time on your phone, helping you make confident decisions that keep your glucose levels in range and lower your A1C, which can protect your long-term health. Dexcom G7 gives you the knowledge to better control diabetes today for healthier tomorrows. Start your healthier tomorrow at Dexcom.com/knowledge. Dexcom data on file. For full prescribing information on risks, benefits, and compatible smart devices, visit Dexcom.com.
As a sports fan, you want the best way to watch your favorite teams at home. And now, you can experience game day in all its glory with a 2025 Samsung Super Big TV. It's super big and super clear, giving you a closer view than the sidelines. And you can go big without the blur thanks to Super Size Picture Enhancer. Select Black Friday deals start now. Go big and save big on the ultimate fan-worthy TVs at Samsung.com. Sales dates vary by model. Supersize Picture Enhancer utilizes AI-based formulas. Available on 85-inch and larger TVs on models QN70F and above.
Love the night? Reach for Zin After Dark, a limited cocktail-inspired series for those who get up when the sun goes down. Try Zin's Mojito, Spiced Cider, and Espresso Martini nicotine pouches. Find them at select retailers. Available while supplies last. Zin After Dark. Bring on the night. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.